standoff as aggrieved coalition of importers and exporters clash with government over rollout of new AI port platform following urgent meeting that failed to end a sit-down strike.
So if the government is unable to suspend that AI for now, for even 2 days, then we will also continue with our action. That is
the one that had one container was valued at $500,000, all because of Publican. Where lies the parity in this? So if it's about parity, then Publican AI has failed on that score.
We have details as rifts emerge within members of the Exporters and Importers Coalition as Breakaway Group backs government position.
Deal with anybody who wants to do such a thing. I think in as far as we have a duty to protect our trading public or our importers and exporters, we also are Ghanaian. We also owe a duty to also protect and make sure the government get all the needed revenue. I, Asake, for the past 8 years or for the past 9 years, we are in this country. When we are crying that the previous government should abolish COVID levy, they should abolish e-levy, when we are even at the point that I told you.
We have details of that here on Top Story, brought to you by Telecell, Connecting Energies, Holy Insecticide Spray and Coil, Enjoy Holy Sleep, and also by Short Pension Trust, Into the Future with You. This is live on Love 99.5 in Kumasi, on ATL 100.5 in Cape Coast, on Radio Max in Takoradi, and several of our affiliates across the country. Now, there have been chaos today at Ghana's largest revenue center, the Temaport, as a standoff ensued between striking coalition of importers and exporters and government over the rollout of a controversial artificial intelligence revenue assurance platform. Now, the coalition began an indefinite sit-down strike today in an attempt to force the Ghana Revenue Authority and the Finance Ministry to shut down the new platform. An urgent meeting called by the Ghana Shippers Authority failed to resolve the impasse. Now, in the last 24 hours, Joy News has learned of deep internal cracks within the coalition of importers and exporters, with a breakaway group backing the position of government. In fact, the importers and exporters back it, while the coalition say they are opposed to this particular system. The Publican AI system, recently implemented by the GRA, which provides real-time verification of prices and classification of imported goods, guaranteeing that the appropriate duty according to government is paid. My colleague Carlos Caloni was at the port earlier today and joins me in studio with details of the impact of the strike. Carlos, you've been there the whole day. Paint a picture of what was happening at the port today following the strike.
Well, Kojo, it was a very chaotic scene at the Tema port this morning. Hundreds of clearing agents, freight forwarders, importers and traders, clad in red armbands and all those, were not happy with the situation, saying that the AI introduced by government is not helping matters. And so soon after the press conference, we went to the port itself this afternoon, and it shows that business has actually ground to a halt, following the announcement by the coalition of traders and freight forwarders. And, the coalition is actually raising a number of concerns. Mm. One, they are saying that the AI is quadrupling the duties they pay at the port. So if you used to pay, say, 100 cedis for a microphone, for instance, under this new regime, you're going to be paying about 400 cedis. That's according to them, which they think is a challenge. And that is leading to cargoes remaining at the port uncleared. And you know that when your cargo remains at the port, it leads to demurrage.
Yeah, you pay a lot of demurrage.
Exactly. So that's also affecting demurrage. Mm. And then if you are unable to pay the demurrage, there's another tax that you have to pay, which they call rent from government warehouses. So all these things are affecting them. And they said they've written to the government several times. They've also had some meetings with governments to address these concerns, and government appears not to be listening to them, not ready to address these concerns. They've also raised issues about engagement that prior to the implementation of this particular policy, there's been little engagement with them. And they maintain that they are not against the policy, though, but they have challenges with the policy with regards to the way it's calculating demurrages and all those things, which is affecting their business. So they want government to suspend it. They have the talks, address the issues, then government can rectify those challenges and bring back the policy to roll out. So the clarity is that they are not against it. They have issues with it. They want government to address. But government, according to them, is not listening to them. Reason why they have to now declare this particular sit-down strike. And it's not happening only at the Tema port. It's happening all across the country. If you go to Elubo, Aflao, Paga, according to them, Takoradi port, everywhere, that's what the situation is like.
All right, so that's Carlos Colony there. Now, government had earlier engaged the group in urgent talks, but according to participant, officials refused to suspend the system, asking instead for more time. The coalition has rejected that position, and the strike continues as we speak. Let's hear from the executive chairman of the Food and Beverages Association of Ghana, John Awini, who says port activities will remain stalled.
As I speak now, some of the members of the Food and Beverage Association have sent out instructions to their wholesalers and their retailers to increase prices of goods, to increase price of rice, increase price of sugar and other goods. And the notice has been sent out to the market. And hopefully from tomorrow onwards, you'll see the prices will be going up. Mm. As a result of the very high cost of duties that the AI has brought out. And we also made it known to them, even economic authorized operators are unable to be recognized by the AI. And these are very compliant, duty-compliant customers. And the AI is not able to recognize that. And they have made these people to pay demurrages only to come back and apologize that they didn't know that they were economic authorized operators. Now you made the people to pay them rent. Are you going to refund the money to them or not? So if they want us to suspend our action, then they should suspend the AI and take the word. Because when they suspend the AI, it doesn't mean that we are not activity will not go on the port.
Now, the Coalition of Concerned Importers and Exporters is going further, calling the system draconian. Michael Obriajay speaks for the group.
Have an undue advantage over AMA when it comes to trading. But he unfortunately overlooks something that we've been complaining about in the system, where at the last time I demonstrated to you that somebody had two different BOAs. On one, there were two containers of the same goods. On one, there was just one container of the same goods. The one that had two containers was valued at 100,000. The one that had one container was valued at 500,000, all because of Publican. Where lies the parity in this? So if it's about parity, then Publican AI has failed on that score. Governments cannot introduce policies that are draconian in nature. What you would essentially be doing is to introduce policies that are counterproductive. So let me give you an example. If in 2024, when there's a BOE like that, when someone was bringing a particular good, same container, he was paying 60,000 Ghana cedis as his value, his duty. Today, when you are valuing or when you are using the dollar at a rate of 10, that same person is paying 280,000 Ghana cedis as his duty. It is not for someone who says he speaks for importers and exporters to say that some year ago we were using a dollar rate of 13, and so if government has been able to bring it to 11, they are justified in introducing policies that at the end of the day hurts businesses. I think that with respect to my brother Asaki, we should not go into those conversations, because when we go into those conversations, it doesn't appear that we speak for the people that are importers and exporters. Like,
This is still top story. I've been joined on the line by Samson Asakia Wingobet, Executive Secretary, Importers and Exporters Association of Ghana. Also by Atta Issa, who is member of the Trade and Industry and Tourism Committee of Parliament. Let me start with you, Atta Issa, then I'll bring in Samson Wingobet. So you are in Parliament, you're on the Trade Committee. The traders obviously have issues. You heard one of them say, one container that previously they used to pay 60,000 for, now they are being asked to pay 200,000 for the same content. Obviously, there are issues there. How do we resolve this?
Yeah, let me say good evening to you and to your listeners and to the stakeholders in the industry. I think that, yes, legitimately, when a new system is introduced, change management process is important for people to adjust. And so, first of all, I would say that I haven't heard any of the stakeholders detect any level of manipulation of data and what have you. What I rather hear is that prices of goods and services have quadrupled in terms of the value they pay for import duty. But it's important for us to state this point clearly. The government of Ghana, through the GRA, introduced this AI system as part of our broad digital port modernization agenda. With the objective of the following, and it's important that I make this point clear, we intend to stop the revenue leakages. And I'll give you a data. There was a special audit that was commissioned for 2020 to 2025, done by the GRA. Ghana recorded the import value of $127 billion. But if you look at the system that was declared by the Importers and Exporters Association at the port, we could only declare 52 billion out of the 127 billion. Clearly, it tells you that one, it was a red flag. So what this AI system?
So give me that again. You said, hold on, Mr. Issa. You said we got how much? 1.100. How much?
There was the special audit uncovered from the period 2020 to 2025 that the total import value of Ghana that was recorded was $52 billion instead of $127 billion.
Okay.
That is worrying, and we cannot gloss over this. So we intend to detect fraud automatically without any human interference. So what this AI seeks to flag is any sort of undervaluation, misclassification, and false declarations. So if any of such things are happening at a port where importers are under-declaring, or misclassifying imported items or false declarations, automatically some level of increase will happen when fair prices are given. So the idea is to shift from manual to data-driven custom validation, which is done in many countries now. If you go to even as weak countries like Bolivia and others, they have introduced AI in their port custom valuation procedure.
But what the traders are calling for is for government and they to sit down and address the loopholes we have identified.
11 billion Ghana cedis in leakages. So when things are happening like this, you cannot tell me that there's nothing that we can do to stop these leakages and revenue leakages. So the idea is that we have to be ensuring data consistency. So that's why we said that there's a mandatory use for all import value since March. And the custom officers must not go below the AI-generated values. Because every country has benchmark figures. So the values, human data driven, where people give discretion. We are saying that custom officers must not go below the AI generated values. That gives us the fair values that we are looking for. So the AI acts as a primary decision support system. Basically, what I'm trying to say is that the government, the system is serving as a revenue protection and anti-corruption deal. But look at the issues that the stakeholders raise. And as you, in your introduction, you raised a similar one. First of all, the stakeholders include the importers and exporters. We have the free forwarders. Then we have the trade associations, TAC and GIF. Then the sector groups in agriculture, automobile, and the rest. And their concerns fall into five basic categories. But it's important to also notice that currently, as we speak, among these category of stakeholders, there are already some of them who are now seeing the true picture of the new publicans AI process. And that's why last week I spoke on your studio and I said that I believe that introducing such a major shift in policy direction requires a phased approach or further consultation.
Mr. Issa, if you are with me, are you with me,
but
sir?
You can see that some of them, after being explained to, are now coming to the realization that what this represents is to do is to give fairer treatment to the state and also the business community.
Okay.
They mentioned lack of transparency. Like I said, this...
No, are you with me, Mr. Issa? I don't know if you can hear me. Can
so
you hear me?
There should have been broader policy transparency at that level with stakeholders. So to that end, I concede that we could have done much more consultation. But I know some level of consultation was done. Then they talk about high cost of doing business. You cannot increase your cost of doing business if you were not under declaring or giving false declaration or misclassification of your items. It will never increase in cost of doing business. It is never done anywhere. Because if the inputted values represent the true value of your item, how can it increase the cost of doing business? So I think to that end, there is nothing called inflation risk in this matter where people are threatening to increase price and all those things. That is not the case as with regards to the new AI process.
But if his cost of clearing the goods at the port increases, all he has to do is to pass it on to consumers.
Any new system that is introduced makes room for improvement.
Hello, Mr. Ata, can you hear me? Mr. Ataisa, can you hear me?
To make sure that I have already suggested that the appeals meeting processes should be expanded to make room for more meetings to address any challenges that come with it. But let me end my statement on this. Look, the whole thing for me to achieve a balanced implementation of this AI system, I believe that the government should adopt a hybrid inclusive approach. I made this statement last week. I said that, one, we have to improve transparency. Because we need to publish AI evaluation methodology for everybody to know how AI values are calculated as the benchmark values. We must also introduce the pricing benchmarks to provide pre-import values tools so that we can build the trust and business predictability so that businesses can plan appropriately.
Okay. So that's Ata Issa is member of the Trade and Industry as well as Tourism Committee of Parliament. Let me bring in Samson Asakia Wingobet, who is Executive Secretary, Importers and Exporters Association, and John Awini, Executive Chairman, Food and Beverages Association of Ghana. Let me start with you, Mr. Awini. Let me bring you in here. Now, if you listen to Mr. Taiza, who is a member of the Trade and Industry Committee, his argument is that, well, you cannot threaten to increase prices if you were not previously under declaring the cost of your goods.
Thank you very much, and good evening to your listeners. Let me say that his presentation appears too simplistic and a way that you want to carry the public along with the understanding that businessmen are very corrupt. Yes? Some businessmen are very corrupt. So equally the entire country, we have corruption all over, but yet we keep on having presidents and ministers and then all over that. So if you are going to say that, I also request that they should bring AI to come and then rule the entire country, because the country is riddled with corruption all over. The AI tool is completely, it's a technology tool which we will embrace, if only it brings out genuine and sincere figures. Nobody, no association member or leader will condone with any business to undercut or do anything bad to the country. There are sincere and very genuine problems associated with the AI issues. I asked a question to the GRA commissioner when he was on Joy FM last week, and he sent a text message. And the question was that, does the AI recognize authorized economic operators? And there are the authorized economic operators are those who are observed or considered highly compliant in terms of duty payment, in terms of declaration of their values and all that. The commissioner said the AI does not recognize that. Now there are authorized economic operators whose schools have been flagged. They've been made to pay demurrages only for the appeals team to come back and say that the values that the authorized economic declared were correct values, so they have been conceded. So what happens? That the government pay back, the compensate them for the demurrage that they paid? That's just one angle of it. The second leg of this whole conversation we are talking about is not necessarily about engagement. We are talking about values. If the value variation is just about 10%, 50% or so, it's fine. But there are situations. We have a client where situations where the values come out. It's about 3 times the value.
So but I mean,
the thing was supposed to be like 100 to the 300 to the fellow was declared 100 CDs.
Can you hear me, sir?
We have allowed this system to operate for over a month. We could have resisted because when they said stakeholder engagement, the only stakeholder engagement these people had with us was a meeting at Oak Plaza, and that was considered to be information that they passed to the.
Your call has been put on hold.
To their members that they have that will be deployed. So that's what happened. The next is that we have allowed the whole thing to run. And from day one, they started calling and calling and calling. And we said, no, let's allow this system to run. For all that we know, this system can turn out to be a very good thing. Until it started flagging and coming out with seagulls that were so outrageous.
No, but the argument is that if you were not under declaring your prizes, I mean, this system would not be giving you the figures it is giving now.
Does not mean that the government is going to port activities will cease. There were other tools, and there are other tools that are being run and deployed at the port before AI came in. So if AI is suspended today, nothing is gone. For what time, till whatever time we all come up with a perfect system that we put in there. You cannot have a question where the AI will come up with certain figures. The AI is as good as the real engineers, because people go and they learn AI engineering. AI is just not AI. It depends on how you engineer it.
Ms. Awone, I'll bring you back in, but let me go bring in Samson Asake Awengobert, who is the Executive Secretary for the Importers and Exporters Association. Ms. Asake, for you, what have you seen that makes you support this as against your other exporters and importers who are aggressively opposing this idea?
Come again, I didn't get your question.
Now,
right.
I want to understand what has made you support this. What do you see that they don't see? That you feel that this is a good system that needs to be supported?
Well, I strongly believe that this is a government that came less than 2 years, and the government has been able to listen to business community, abolish COVID levy, abolish e-levy. The government picked the affairs of this country at the time. Customs were using 13 cedis in calculating duty at our port. Dollar was hovering around 14 cedis, and as we speak, 1 year, 4 months, they'll be able to bring the custom is using less than 12 cedis in calculating duty at the port. Dollar is still less than 13 cedis. One should have to expect, say, when the government picked at 14 cedis to the dollar and 13 cedis at the custom by now should be using 18 cedis in calculating duty. That is not it. They'll be able to do so much for business community. And if it comes, government has done all these things. In fact, and then the VAT cumulatively in the port used to be 21.9. The government has brought it to 20%. These are all things that government has done good for us.
Okay, so Samson, is it your argument that what is happening now, where some of your people are saying that they do get charged 3 times than what they used to pay, is better than when e-levy and all of the things you mentioned were in place?
Pardon me?
I'm asking whether your argument is that what is happening currently is still better than when e-levy and all the other things you've mentioned were in place?
Yeah, of course, yes. And if they're getting issues, if there's so arbitrary abatement of duty, that is why one is required to do the appeal. In fact, as of last week, customs were handling more than 70% of the appeals. In fact, it's not everything that is being referred to the Republican Committee at the Ministry of Finance. Customs were giving, we were there when the deputy minister gave the clear directives. And my very good friend and my senior brother, John Awone, last week he gave me some views. I've sent to customs, and customs work on it. We know about all this. Excuse me. And so I think that the doors are there. Government is open to discussing. We should rather engage than what is going on that we should sit down for 4 days without working. I think if you are an importer, you are listening, and you should rather go and clear and take pay your duty and take your cargo to avoid the mortgage and rent. Because at the end of the day, at the end of 4 days, what if government did not back off? And people will go back to pay duty and pay additional, what do you call it, the mortgage and rent. No union will come to give you money to go and pay your rent in the mortgage. No union. And I can confidently say that no union will come to say, because of we have gone on strike, your cost of the mortgage and rent, we are going to waiver it for you. No union will do that.
Okay.
And the poor person is that, Makola, who has gone to take loan, interest and other things, will go and get extra money to come and pay his duty and pay, what do you call it, the mortgage and rent for no crime committed by him. I think that if there are legitimate issues, the ministry say, come and let's discuss. I want to see my colleague saying that, call off that sit-down strike and let the business continue. Okay. When the minister returns, we'll all engage and discuss.
I'm grateful to you, Samson Awengo. But let me bring in John Awuni again. But Mr. Awuni, so, I mean, if you hear Mr. Awengo there, he says that if you have issues, call the strike off. When the minister comes, you Jojo. But he's even arguing that the situation now is better than when you had E-Levy and Co. in the past.
Thank you so much. I would say that my very good brother, and Samson, I love him, but I'll say that Samson is taken as an appointee of the government. And I don't think that what we are saying, he knows very well that besides the fact that he's an appointee of the government, what we are saying is reflects the true nature of the what is happening in the situation. And many government people who listen and hear me talking, they know that they will appreciate that. They know that we also support them and we appreciate them. But what we are saying is the truth. What we are doing is just to only make the government better. At the end of the day, they will come. I've come out and I've campaigned so many times on your platform. And the recent one is the ban on transit goods. And it was a loophole many people were using. And we came out and talked to the finance ministry to do, and they did it. That's savings. So we are not talking about selfish means. Samson can continue to defend his job as a rep of the government. I am not one. I am representing the interests of this country and the business community.
But if after 4 days, so you won't call it off per the advice that he's given. If after 4 days government doesn't do anything, what do you do? Hello, Reverend, are you with me? Okay, I think the line has dropped there. Let's end it here. This has been Top Story. Up next is Newsnight.
Many reasons to connect, and it's all to put smiles on the faces of those you love.
Daddy, thanks for the tea cash, okay?